This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's see if we can eliminate some of the stress around your health and well-being. It's the Good Day Health Show, our podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. Always great information. It's a treasure, actually. Have Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us again on Good Day Health. It's almost a continuum. We thought like we do a different program each week and the podcast a little different each week. But it's like some of these shows on the, if you go to the cable TV or the networks, the special networks like Showtime and HBO, and they just produce these shows not episodically, but they just go back to back, shoot them all, and they edit them together. That's what I feel sometimes about our conversations. They just go on, and some of them focus on the same sorts of things because you're a cardiologist practicing. Dr. Kent practices at his own clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mardura, Florida, and so he does a lot of research on his own, and he adds that information to what he gleans out of the reports. It's a great service for our listeners. That's why so many people listen every week to our overview of usually half a dozen or maybe eight or nine stories that come from the journals, and then we interpret that as to how it might affect you. A lot of time I want to spend this week on strokes, and there are a couple of things. As a cardiologist, you I'm sure you raise your eyebrow when you have all kinds of people come in that have all kinds of signs that they're going to suffer this, that, or the other thing with their bodies. So I want to get to what we look for in terms of signs for a stroke in a little bit. But first, one of the things that you have studied this week is a report on a blood test. Listen to this, folks. You want to find out when you're going to die? Here's Ken to explain how this blood test works.
Well, this is a blood test that I wonder how each one of us feel about whether we should have this blood test. And this comes out breaking in this week's medical journal, Nature Communications. It's a new blood test. It can actually predict, Doug, if you will die in the next decade with an 83% accuracy.
Oh,
it could be used to warn people they do not have long to live, encouraging them to have a healthier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
This blood test...
Can you alter? That's what I'd want to know. My first question is, okay, if I get this test and it says to me, well, you're going to die, Doug, in the next 9.5 years, and then dot, 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 but if you change the way you're eating and your blood analysis will show that, and then maybe you got a chance. Or maybe there's an optimistic side to this.
Exactly. This, importantly, this test does not seal your fate. If you change your lifestyle, you will live a lot longer. It analyzes 14 factors that appear to affect the risk of death, including immunity, blood sugar control, inflammation, and circulating fat.
What, you got another sentence there?
I want to say one more thing about it. This study, importantly, only involved a European population. So whether it applies to other ethnic groups is unknown.
What's your guess?
My guess is that it does, and my guess is that maybe you got to tweak it a little bit because there are individual differences, but I think this is an early in the research of a test like this, but I think there's going to be a lot of effort to push this further, apply it more broadly to larger ethnic groups. And I think there is a silver lining in this because it allows us to change what we do, our lifestyle, and maybe even get some specific health care, and we can live longer.
Who administers this test and who interprets the data and who tells the patient what the results of the test are?
Well, you're way ahead of the curve. It's not ready for prime time yet. It's probably, I would say...
Well, what would you like to see? Is this something you would give to your patients?
No, this was purely a research study.
No, but in your clinic, let's say once it's been researched and eventually available, I'm sitting in your office, you see my blood work, and you look over at me, and you say, well, let's see, this blood test shows you're going to live until you're 79.
No, well, it doesn't do that. It tells you your risk of dying in the next 10 years.
Okay.
Low, medium, or high.
Yeah, okay. And then you act accordingly. You can give your patient advice.
Absolutely.
On what to do, right?
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you do that now. You can tell this. This is not new. You're guys like you who have such well-charged brains and you know your business that, I mean, you look at the blood work.
I try to do it without the specific blood test, but some people like numbers and they like to see back their markers. You'd like that, Doug. And,
yeah, no, I would. I want to know. As you know, I go beyond what you tell me to get.
This gives you a score, this test.
My blood tests are always more rigorous than what you recommend, even, because I want to know what's going on.
Well, this is made for you. This gives you a score, and the higher you score, the higher the risk it is that you're not going to make it to the next decade.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your number?
But again, preventionalists like myself do make this assessment based on the data that we have, and it compared in this study. I don't know if I'll just tell you what they say. In this study, they felt that people like me can estimate with about a 78 to 79% accuracy, and they thought that their new blood test added about 4% accuracy to what people like me think they can do. And you just very nicely complimented me.
What are the markers? What do you look at now?
Great question. Yeah. What do I look at right now? Great question. Blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, blood sugar. Those are very important. I want to know your family history. Are you smoking? How much sleep you get? How much mental stress you're under? What kind of diet you have? Are you exercising? Do I need to go on further?
No, but that's good. I think you get to that. But one of the points that I make about talking to people about you is this is the kind of stuff you do every day.
And I do a risk assessment on.
Right. And the laurels go to you. And that's why I suggest that if people are concerned about this sort of thing and you're not getting any bona fides from your regular doctor, chiropractor, general practitioner, or whomever, you might want to take a trip. Getting closer. Oh, I don't even say this to the cold weather. Nice trip to Orlando for a few days. Go see Ken. Call his office. Make the appointment. 352-735-1400. That goes for all the people who live in Central Florida that listen to us down there as well. It was a great take. Spend the day with Ken at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400. Would you take this test and have another doctor interpret it for you? Or you could do it, you interpret it yourself. You don't need another doctor, right?
Well, the blood test is not available yet. It's just the life.
No, but I mean, when you,
eventually, if it's available, it's something I'm really going to seriously look at, because I am a preventionist. I mean, just a few years ago, we used to talk about genetic testing. Wouldn't it be nice, as all this DNA data was coming out from these studies, wouldn't it be nice if we could have a simple genetic test? And it was all only research today. Simply, with a little swab of your inner cheek, we can get tons of genetic information on you. And we now have this available in the office. It's wonderful. Yep. So this is coming.
Another reason to see you. Interpret this stuff and know what's going on in your body. You got to know. It's your responsibility. It's not Ken's, not your doctor's responsibility to know what's going on with you. It's yours. It's not their body. It's yours. It's up to you. Not Dr. Ken's not here. He's here to save your life, but he's not here to save you from yourself. You need to know with the information, the access to the information, and to go from there. That would be my recommendation. That's what I want. That's why I have four different types of physicals every year, so that I know everything about what's going on in every part of my body, because I feel better about that. And then, as Ken suggested, if you're smart and you got a problem, you can alter your evil ways. So, word to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen. Quarter past the hour. The word from Mike Lindell, who is the controller, the originator, the inventor of those My Pillows, now says he wants to thank you personally. The best savings deals ever. Now at MyPillow.com. There are things, they have a little book that they send you sometimes. You go online, all kinds of things are listed there. You can get discounts from 50 to 65% right now by using the promo code DJV. And I've been using, as an example, the last week or so, this body pillow, regularly priced at $89.99. With a promo code DJV, it's $29.99. How about that? My pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Wash them, dry them. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 65%, including the body pillow. Enter the passcode DJV. All these savings on all the things that are in the catalog at MyPillow.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/joy. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address. 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy. For your first month for just $5. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals. That's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
All right, here's the next item on our list, Good Day Health list of things that Ken has studied this week. This is the most ludicrous, ridiculous study. We talked about this on a couple of other programs that I'm involved in, the energy program. These people are nuts, and this is infuriating because of the advice they give you and what it costs us as taxpayers. So go through the study quickly, Ken, will you?
Don't shoot the messenger. Energy Star. It's a federal program managed jointly by the Department of Energy and the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, that provides information to consumers about energy efficiency that not only save consumers money, supposedly, but also improve air quality and protect the environment, supposedly.
Well, it makes everybody sick if you live this way.
Right. This week, Energy Star advised all of us that keeping our central air thermostat set to 78 degrees is optimal for both cooling and energy efficiency, but this recommendation only applies to the times when you are home. While you're away from the house during the day, Energy Star recommends you should keep the thermostat set to 85 degrees or higher while you sleep. Ready for this? Energy Star recommends keeping the temperature set at 82 degrees or higher.
Oh, crap.
And get ready for the night sweats.
Yeah, just come on. There's nothing medicinal.
Who sleeps at 82 degrees?
You don't sleep at 82. You can't. It's too hot. You can't. I have a hard time sleeping at 65. So, and that's really the norm anyway. Isn't it supposed to be, what, 62 to 65, 66, and at the optimum temperature to sleep?
It's individualized. Whatever's comfortable.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't know anyone comfortable at 82.
Stupid. Dr. Ken here on the Good Day Health Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doctor of the hour, doctor of the moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Central Florida. We're going through a lot of the work that's been done by people studying various medical problems, research that's done. This one gets me a study, another study of fluoride. Actually, there are a couple of different things about fluoride this week. Let's get into this one, Ken, and then I'll go off on my usual rant about fluoride, if you don't mind.
It is. I'm used to it. Yes, it is, Doug. Well stated. Another study about fluoride, because remember in 2017 there was a huge international review of fluoride, and maybe not to your satisfaction, the bottom line was that it was safe.
Yeah.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Not so fast. Yeah,
don't shoot the messenger.
Fast. This one doesn't say that.
Well, this comes out this week.
Kind of half and half.
This comes out this week in JAMA Pediatrics. Researchers in Canada, they found that women who drank fluoridated tap water while pregnant, they had children with slightly lower IQ scores than women who lived in non-fluoridated cities. I think this study suggests we need more research in this area, because water fluoridation is currently, the general opinion is that it's considered safe. We'll listen to Doug, and an effective way to reduce tooth decay. But let's give it here. Doug's opinion.
No, I just don't find in my experience. My opinions, hopefully, most of the time, are based on some fact. And anything that I've seen over the years about fluoride, I've been very interested in my own health and well-being and my family's for 45 years. Most of my life, I've been started getting my own physicals when I was 23, and I just have taken to supplementing the good food that I eat with supplements. I think that's good. Fluoride's not one of them. I don't buy toothpaste that has fluoride in it. I dig wells on my farm to keep from drinking the fluoridated water. Now, you can say, this guy's a nut.
Oh, go on. Interesting.
How could you, we'd have to have a whole lot of fluoride in order to get the negative impact of it. Well,
how's your dental bill?
My dental bill, well, it depends on when I'm looking at it. I have, you know, I talk a lot about power swabs and getting the whitening stuff out to get the crap off of your enamel. If you've used, and I have over the years, before I knew better, I used a lot of toothpaste that ate away at the enamel, and therefore I've had cavities that I might not otherwise have had, but it has been under the aegis of fluoridated pore. I was smart enough on this. I'm talking about when I was in my teenage years or even younger, and 20s, maybe even into my 30s, I was using this stuff. And the things that whiten your teeth, because I was a sort of prominent personality and I wanted to look my best. But when I've seen what it's done, not only to my teeth, and also to the teeth of people, you know, there's a famous story about a kid that got into a bathroom, ate a whole tube of toothpaste with fluoride and died. What it's made from is bad stuff. And it's almost like a throw off of getting rid of, it's a way to get rid of something that's a problem. And coincidentally, it's supposed to be good for keeping your teeth from having cavities. I don't see that that's the case, frankly. So, anyway, am I wrong? You use fluoridated toothpaste?
I do, but don't swallow it. It's not meant to be swallowed. But there seems to be the large studies and public health reviews that seem to show that with the introduction of fluoride, there was a significant decrease in tooth decay.
You know what I say about public health schools and what they teach people?
Follow the money.
Yeah, thank you. 28 past the hour. It's Good Day Health.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Big revelation. Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne resigning after admitting to having a relationship with a Russian agent. He says he was involved in an FBI investigation back in 2015 involving Russia, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. Now, the company's stock price up 5% after Byrne steps down. Byrne, a guest on Bulls and Bears on Fox Business, with the bombshell claim the FBI's Peter Strzok involved in all of this.
The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok.
Oh, my goodness.
Got it? Capiche? Yeah.
Russian agent Maria Butina pleading guilty to conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent and is serving 18 months in prison. Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying he will do great. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Here we go again on the Good Day Health program. I'm Doug Steffen, reintroducing you to a great medical expert and cardiologist, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida, is here. We're going through a lot of information, a ton of information this week. I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about strokes and stuff. We'll connect that probably to one or two of these stories. Before we get to heart, how you... Sounds like the death watch here. Well, if the heart doesn't kill you, your cancer will or whatever. But this study about cancer being more common in women who have sleep apnea is kind of a... apnea is one of those strange things. I don't know that... Is it really 100% understood, Ken?
Is anything 100% understood? We keep learning, yeah. But we know a lot about this, and only about a decade ago, didn't know much about it. But it's very important. This comes out of the European Respiratory Journal this week. Sleep apnea, it's associated with snoring, daytime fatigue, and elevated risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, memory problems, and mood disturbances. The news this week is that the risk of cancer, Doug, is 2 to 3 times higher in females with severe symptoms of sleep apnea. And I think the cause of this is the common link of obesity to cancer and sleep apnea. You also get inadequate oxygen in the blood with sleep apnea, and with changes in female sex hormones, all of this environment can lead to this conclusion of severe sleep apnea, more cancer in women. Very important to treat it. And the news also lately, the Mayo Clinic tells me that these dental devices that a trained dentist who knows how to treat sleep apnea, they're just as effective as CPAP, which so many people just can't get accustomed to, don't like, and they give up their treatment of sleep apnea. Don't, because it'll affect you in many ways in a bad way, and now it's very easily treated. How many of us sleep with these dental devices that protect us from grinding, all these other things? And a similar device is just as effective to keep that airway open as CPAP. And if you haven't heard this, I put a smile on many of my patients every day when we talk about this. And this is, ask your dentist to refer you to a trained dentist in treating sleep apnea, and this will be a wonderful...
Why does it have to be just a dentist? Are there people that specialize in this as well, right?
Well,
there are MDs?
Well, you want somebody who makes these specialized dental appliances, and the people who do them are dentists.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, got that one. All right, let's look at the... It's, whenever we get into this opioid situation, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who his wife had a hip replacement surgery, and they gave her oxycodone for the pain. And she was only given a five-day supply, and that was enough. But whenever I hear that, I always am on guard because it seems to me that there are other ways of going, and it just everything you know about the opioids would steer you away from them, no matter whether you were dying of pain or not. Maybe I'm over the top with that, but that's the way I look at it.
Well, you have not been in that situation, so you know it may be easy for you to say that. And when you just get 5 days, and I'm not a big pill pusher, and I don't prescribe these drugs. These are not drugs that cardiologists prescribe. But we also have to thread that needle of trying to keep our patients out of pain, and when you can't totally avoid these drugs and say, oh, I'm not going to take them, but you have to be very cautious if you do have to take them, and getting the lowest dose possible for the shortest period of time is the key, and just making sure the doctor's familiar with prescribing these drugs and just getting 5 days. And just taking what you need and not feeling like you have to finish it, but taking it as needed.
So would it raise a red flag with someone in a drugstore if you or a cardiologist or somebody in a particular field wrote a prescription for something that was completely out of your field? Would somebody look at that and say, man, why is this guy, he's a cardiologist, why is he prescribing something that has nothing to do with...
For an opioid?
Yeah, for anything that's outside of your area of expertise.
Well, the drugs that are really watched are the controlled substances. And I would imagine that if a pharmacist could very easily ask, you know, what's the indication and make sure that it's being done properly. And I don't mind those questions because I want them checking and making sure they're appropriate. You know, if one of my colleagues, you know, their feelings are hurt. You know, it's just, you know, who's a pharmacist questioning me? You know, that doesn't bother me. I would rather them make sure it's being done appropriately.
Right. All right. So with that in mind, there's a study about naloxone and how it reduces opioid overdose deaths. Say that one fast. And saves a lot of money. So this is good for people who may be opioid watch or addiction. This is something that gets them out of that?
Exactly. This is the blocker. And opioid, the addiction, is a huge problem. And we need to do something about it. And that's what you've been scratching the surface about. And this is the antidote. This comes out of the International Journal of Drug Policy. And we learned that the widespread distribution of the common anti-opioid drug called naloxone, it could save lives and money. When police, firefighters, emergency service workers, or lay people who are likely to witness an overdose had access to naloxone, Deaths from opioid overdoses fell by 21%. This seems like a dub, but it has kept the people who are in positions of making these decisions from giving it to these people. And I think that now there's no doubt the study's been done, and more of the first responders are going to have this in their tool bag. And all they're going to do, Doug, is save lives.
Not a bad thing. Not a bad pursuit, I guess. So next up on the study list is some from the U.S. Department of Agriculture advising against washing raw poultry. Why would that be? Did we lose Ken?
I'm here.
Oh, all right. Did you hear what I said?
I did. Do we have time to do it right now?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
I thought you were promoing it for segment. Okay, yeah. Silly me. Doug, the USDA this week advised against washing raw chicken before it's cooked, stating it can lead to foodborne illnesses that are responsible for thousands of deaths each year. What happens is washing raw poultry only risks scattering bacteria onto kitchen countertops, other surfaces, and into other food. Food preparers, they should handle foods that do not need to be cooked, like vegetables first and raw meat second. Cookers should also clean and sanitize all surfaces that could have come into contact with raw meats. It is important to rid meats of bacteria by cooking them at safe temperature, 145 degrees for beef, pork, lamb, and veal, 160 degrees for ground meat, and 165 degrees for poultry.
All right, so what am I missing here? The USDA says don't wash raw poultry, wash it when you cook it.
No, just cook it. Don't wash it. Cook it.
Why? And again, you don't wash it?
Because it scatters bacteria onto the kitchen countertops, other surfaces, and into other food. That's the bottom line.
You buying that? No.
Am I buying it? They also found... I am, because they also found that in the people who washed it, even after they cleaned up the sink, a significant number of sinks also had this bacteria in the sink.
So wash your sink, for God's sakes. Wash the countertop. This is the nanny state to the nth degree, for God's sakes. You're going to have somebody tell you, don't wash raw meat because the bacteria that's on it will get someplace else. This is, again, you're awash in this crap. You want to drain the swamp, for God's sakes. Get rid of these guys. As far as the government is concerned, nobody has any common sense whatsoever. And I would say that holds true, but for most of the people that work in government, there's no common sense whatsoever. All right, so you're going to don't wash the poultry until it's come on. All right, I've gotten on my high horse, and I'm going to get off of it. In a moment, I want to spend some time talking to Ken about stroke. Become aware of some things, signs of strokes and stuff, and you're the best man for the job when it comes to talking about that and who it may impact. First, though, I want to help you. I'm going to go back to our conversation about fluoride or to the appearance of your teeth and how white they are. And have you thought about what you're going to do? Or maybe you're doing it now. Maybe you're using some kind of a toothpaste that's a whitener. I will guarantee you it will negatively impact your teeth. I had it happen to me. I just explained that to Ken. You brush with fluoride toothpaste, and if it's a whitener toothpaste, it has those little beads in them that they etch away at your enamel and gets rid of the stains. Yeah, but it makes your teeth vulnerable for cavity, tooth decay. You don't want that. You want the clinically proven way to whiten your teeth. This is the natural stain remover that so many people have used. No toothpaste. This clears stains effectively. No toothpaste, no abrasives, no chemicals. This stuff you're talking about fluoride. There's no fluoride in this, obviously. It doesn't penetrate the enamel. It lifts the stains off of the enamel, and that's what you want. Made with 100% herbal extracts, all natural, safe solution for all coffee, tea, and smoke lovers. Gives you a visible whitening effect. Full protection to your teeth and your gums. It's the deal. It's the bomb, as they say. Power swabs can be procured by calling 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Mention DJV, and you get it for half the retail price. That's it. The offer not online, just here and just now. Power swabs, whiten your teeth the natural, safe way. Call 800-208-1797.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keepers folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
I want to talk for a minute with you about stroke and what happens if people think they had a stroke. I talked to a woman earlier on the DJV program. She was 30 years old. She had a stroke. Her husband was a doctor who recognized the signs and got care. But, you know, when it comes to having a stroke, who's the youngest person, the age of the youngest person you've ever seen in your office who's had a stroke?
Early 30s.
Early 30s. How does that happen? If you're active, if you're full of vim. This woman was an exerciser, didn't smoke, didn't drink, but yet she had a stroke. Why?
Well, I would wonder if she had a gene gift, and I put that in quotes, that dramatically raises her cholesterol. That's one way. It's called FH, familial hypercholesterolemia, not to get into the weeds. Yeah. That's one way. I don't know how high her blood pressure was, unusual, but there seems to be, I don't know if she's a smoker.
No, but, she wasn't.
But there does seem to be a small, it's not fortunately not too common, but a small subgroup of young women who do get strokes.
Wow. Well, something to be careful and to know about, knowing the signs. There's a website, strokeawareness.com, that you should go to get more information.
Blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, and blood sugar.
Signs and symptoms of a stroke, strokeawareness.com. That's a word to the wise. Dr. Ken is here. Wise man he is. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm wise, too, because I listen to what Ken says and do what he tells me to do. 10 before the hour and good day health.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When that cry goes out, I always think of my famous friend, world-famous cardiologist, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who continues to amaze us with his overview, his understanding of what's going on in the world of science and medicine. Dr. Ken takes great pain going through a lot of the medical journals every week to find out and to give you access to information that may help save your life, make your life better, et cetera, et cetera. So a couple of more of these things as we continue down that path. We talk frequently about vaping and what it does and how it works and who's doing it. It appears, look at any number of studies, Ken, younger and younger people are doing this to start a smoking routine, whereas older people are using vaping supposedly to get off of their smoking routine. But looks like there are some, I think we thought that there were side effects, but this looks like a pretty dangerous side effect. What do you got?
Exactly. Doug, add another health risk to the use of e-cigarettes. Vaping instantly stiffens and tightens your blood vessels. Even e-cigarettes without nicotine cause a short-lived drop in blood vessel function, and this is reported this week in the medical journal Radiology. E-liquids contain chemical substances and the ultrafine particles that are toxic and carcinogenic to the human body.
So this kind of stuff not normally delivered into your body. Is there another way other than smoking directly that any or all of this stuff could become a part of what gets into your body? Is there nothing else that equals the ingredients in these vaping machines, if that's what you want to call them, right?
Exactly. They're just not a good idea. And so many of the people who use them...
But you can't convince kids who are your daughter's age and younger.
They're so interested in the environment and keeping it clean and healthy and the air clean, and you see these clouds that they create when they do it. I don't understand it.
Mm. All right, let's talk about this study of smoking and what it does to your heart, blood vessels, that sort of thing, and how long if you stop smoking. You know, a lot of people say when you stop smoking, the immediate benefits to your lungs, because the lung can clean them out. Blood vessels, apparently not the same, right?
So when does heart health, Doug, return to normal after quitting smoking? This is a report out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. Very important. So the effects of smoking start to fade as soon as a smoker quits. But the news this week is that the effects of the habit, they can persist for a decade or more after quitting. People who smoke about a pack of cigarettes a day for 20 years have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, Doug, for 10 to 15 years after they quit than those who never smoked.
You know what amazes me is looking at some of these people. There's more and more smoking creeping into movies again and some television shows. The show City on the Hill about Boston, with a lot of people smoking in it.
Not and, cool.
You know, I saw the preview for that Scorsese movie that's out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio are puffing away, sucking. It's like they're sucking on these things. And you wonder what impact that has on younger people who are watching these movies. That was the whole thing before when it got sort of outlawed unofficially on television and in movies, because it wasn't, you know, it's not good. So it seems to be creeping back in. But smoking, my God, watching what it did to my mother, dying at the age of 50, takes my breath away thinking about it. Dr. Ken and Doug here on the focus is always on our health. Here's an advice, here's a bit of advice, and an advice a tidbit from a company called Sierracil, which has created Joint Formula 14. It's a game changer if you have aches and pains. There are people all around the country who have back problems and knee problems and ankle problems and shoulder problems. So if you have all of those in 14 days, they can be gone, poof. So what are you waiting for? You can receive a bottle of Joint Formula 14 by either calling 877-743-7720, or you can go online. It's an easy way because you learn a lot about the aches and pains, what causes them, and how you can eliminate them with Joint Formula 14. Go to the website achefree.live, achefree.live. Use the DJV code, get 50% off the retail price of Joint Formula 14. So try it now. Use it for 2 weeks. Doesn't do you any good. Send it back. Get your money back. That's achefree.live for the 50% offer. It's a great way to just kiss those aches and pains goodbye. Ask about the same treatment for your dog, too, at achefree.live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.